Welcome everyone to our integration week, the first one for Central Hearing. So good to have you all here. Whether you are live or listening to the recording, know that this is the perfect time for you. And just because I haven't said it for a while, just a reminder, a gentle reminder that these sessions are here to serve you. And if you happen to be going through the recordings, know that you can go through them in whatever order you feel pulled to. So if intuitively you feel drawn to go one direction, know that that's fine. It does not need to be in order. Trust whatever calls to you. Okay, y'all. I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed. And a big hello to all the chats that are rolling on in. Right on back. I don't always type back. But I'll get my responses verbally. And I'll invite you to just begin wherever you are in this process of settling in. To begin here by means of breathing. Inviting that breath in, this life force energy, this sustenance, this nourishment, mindfully connecting to breath. And that's just my other dog coming on in, not a special Halloween ghost of any sort. In case you saw the door creep open there, I'll just shut that now. And as you connect to your breath here, as you begin to connect to this life force energy, every inhale an opportunity to receive, to call in, to drink in. Every exhale an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you and receive supports. There's something special about breath. It's the only function in our body, the only one which you can consciously switch up, change, govern, allow, adjust, and simultaneously, it's also the functionality that can completely be on autopilot, where you can ignore it altogether and it still continues for you. There is nothing else in our entire body mind that does that for us, just breath. And as you settle into this breath, perhaps gently scanning your body, noticing if there's any particular areas that are pleasant or neutral. Perhaps it's even a memory that you land on, a time in which you felt most like you, most alive, most connected. And as you land in this area that's pleasant or at the very least neutral, just noticing what it is that you like the most about this area. What's the most pleasant part of this for you? What's the most beautiful, most nourishing element of this for you? And feel free to savor that, like sustenance, like nourishment that it is. And as you savor this breath by breath, as you savor this, noticing the impact as you do so, how do you feel here? I offer my thank you to your presence, to your presence to yourself, to your witnessing, to your observation, to your connection, to all that you offer yourself as a self-healer. Thank you for being all of you. It's all very welcome here, and thank you for being here, for being alive today on this planet at this time. Thank you for being here. And thank you to all of those that have come before us, that have allowed this opportunity for us to be here in connection together in this way today. Thank you to all that's created you, your families, your ancestors, these lineages, and this land that's nourished us all. This earth, her creatures, this land, and all of those that have stewarded and caretaken all of these for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And perhaps just gently scanning your body mind one more time and noticing what's up for you, what's alive for you, what's calling you to look at. And as you settle into this awareness, I invite you to bring your breath right to this area. And as we settle in for today's session, we're doing a lymphatic drainage for, interestingly enough, the feminine, the yin half of the body, the right brain, left body, and all things yin, feminine, nurturing, nourishing. And as we run lymph here, I see it cleaning out the lack of acknowledgement of what the feminine brings in her power, in her tenderness and her fierceness, her ferociousness alike. And as it begins to clean out anything that's no longer serving you, I see it cleaning out some very old patriarchal stuff. My patriarchal stuff that's including not just you, but this lineage of yours going back 18 generations worth and looking at the experiences of being devalued, of being controlled, of being disempowered, of being humiliated, abused, worse, tortured, and anything and everything in between. And as we run this lymphatic drainage through the left side, it's interesting enough, going into this area just below the left jaw. And I just hear this belief system, I'm so sick of this shit. I'm sick of being treated like shit. And as we work with this theme of oppression, suppression, repression, through this lower jawline, it's actually connecting into the various different glands that hang out here, as well as the meridian pathway that runs here, which is that of the heart meridian begins to, as it comes up, the body past the heart, it makes a little U-ish shape around the lower jaw region. And it then gets shone onto the face. We wear our hearts, not on our sleeve, but actually on our face, as I may have mentioned a while ago, but not for some time, I don't think. And as we run this lymphatic drainage through this body, I actually see this lower jaw as it's continuing to release lymph, also looking for a little extra support in the form of a cellular repair. So restoring the cells of these various different glands that hang out here in the lower jaw. And also through that region of the heart meridian, even though it doesn't have cells, think of it as repairing instead of the cells and bringing them back to their fullest potential of health. restoration of the small little units of chi and how they circulate and restoring them back to, and their movements back to their fullest potential of health. And as we run this lymphatic drainage, cleaning out even another layer here of toxins, of gunk, of waste, of low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, not just for the family lines, but for you, for this lifetime. And for those of you who may be in a male biological form there, know that this is still working with your inner feminine, your connection to all that's sensual, and embracing that inner sensual quality of you, of your essence, which is so very deeply valued and needed here on this planet. And as this limb continues, I see it draining now through the spleen into that spleen, which is thought to be a controller of lymph flow from a Chinese medicine perspective. And just to support the spleen here a little bit more as this limb continues to drain what it needs to here, we need to unhook a pattern here of specifically feeling slapped in the face, feeling put down, feeling any sort of bits about being made to feel inferior in essence. And as we work with this, it's also relating to two things. One, a fear of power, and two, the capacity to endure. We're actually going to start by looking at that fear of power, of others specifically having power over you. And we need to unhook that through the left lung, as well as the digestion. It's almost as if this is, quote unquote, too much to swallow, so the digestion is getting stagnant. And as we work with this, we actually need to do a five-element balancing through the left lung, through the digestion. I see it as doing two things. It's warming up the digestion and it's hydrating the left lung, bringing moistness into the left lung, making sure it's not too dry. The lungs like to be dry, but too much of a good thing is sometimes not so helpful. So as we give this some fluid circulation through the left lung, reminding the lungs that that's actually part of what they do, they distribute energy through the body and they support the entire body with that circulation between the lungs and the heart that does just that. And then for the digestive tract, as we warm it up, we're actually connecting it into the sun while we're running that five element balance on it. And this planetary energy of the sun bringing in potential of you, your very individual essence and all that comes with that. And through this digestive tract, we're actually unhooking a layer here of regrets around unfulfilled potentials, missed opportunities in essence. And as that comes off of it's actually coming off of the mucus layer that lines your entire digestive system tract where the microbiome is supported by. And as that releases, it actually allows for healthy microbiome activity and repopulation to occur. We're going to link in the kidneys, which work with procreation and help to multiply that microbiome, that healthy set of bugs that's here to do everything from digesting our food to keeping us alive. Without our bugs, we wouldn't be here. And as we work with this healthy symbiosis relationship here between you and your digestive system, it's working with giving it permissions that it's safe to get along. It's safe to step into that essence of connection, of trust. It keeps wanting to go to this word, communion, but not from the religious sense for those of us that were raised that way. More so pointing to being in very close communication is how this word wants to be used. Although if it sparks something from the religious realms for some of you, it may be interesting to look at that. And as we work with this, we're actually unhooking a pattern of neglect through the family lines around being starved, around not having enough, and having to, as a result of that, develop the capacity to endure hard times. And it's almost as if the ancestry has booted up this pattern of support to quote unquote navigate challenging times, difficult times, hard times. And if it feels right for you, I'll invite you to imagine that you can locate inside of your body the part of you that has the capacity to endure. Where does endurance live for you? Where do you feel that in your body? And feel free to take your hands right there, that capacity to endure, to withstand. And as you connect to this part of you, wherever that seemingly is alive in this moment inside of your body, offering it gratitude of thanks and offering it now safe haven, giving it a moment of acknowledgement, recognition, and rest to nurture it. Perhaps thanking it for being here this whole time, whether we even knew it was doing that job for us or not. And for those of you that had a challenging early start to life, this part of you might just be taken for granted for. It may not have even been really checked in on or noticed for a while, so it may be a little shy to talk. So I invite you just to comfort it, much like you would a newborn, a little one, a toddler, who's had a challenging time, and just offer it compassion, connection, and all that mama bear love that you can connect to in this moment, all that papa bear love that you can connect to in this moment. And as you connect really deeply to this part of you that can endure, letting it know that it can do it differently now, we're actually going to offer it a little bit of support to do just that. And we're actually going to start off here with an emotional release of sadness from it, from that part of you that's had to endure and stay the course. And as we do that, emotional release of sadness is simultaneously coming off a line just to the right of the midline. I see it going through the entire abdomen. It's maybe 2 inches or so to the right, and it's carrying quite a bit of tension to it. And it's got this energy of, as long as I stay withdrawn, I'll be protected. As long as I stay sad, I'll be protected. So underlying the sadness is also a very old cycle of fear. And as we give it permission to have this safe haven, as you're holding it and embracing it, allowing it to complete that cycle of fear upon which the sadness is sitting. And as that fear begins to release, it's actually been frozen here for so long, it's almost going through a little bit of a defrost period, much like when we move from winter to spring. And as this defrost begins to happen here, this area that's been frozen, functionally frozen, begins to come alive and steps into its natural essence of power, of strength. And just acknowledging it, I see your power. I see your strength, and I'm here with you. I'm here with you, and I can stand with you now. And as you offer it this connection, just noticing how it responds. And at the same time as all of this, going into, in essence, that same sort of a pattern in a much bigger way, through the family lines, through your family matrix, the one that's alive and present here today, but also going back a few generations, 6 in total, and looking at this pattern of sadness on top of frozen fear for having just to endure. And after 6 generations, there's actually another 12 behind that, but it begins to just echo the same. It's almost like it's been going in 6 generations worth of a cycle that's just repeated over and over and over. As we release this particular pattern through the family lines, through the family matrix, we just need to temporarily take everybody apart just a little bit, much like a defrag, a computer defrag, a spring clean, taking them apart to allow the clutter to drop away so that when the connection, reconnection, reunion, happens, it can happen with clarity. And as we just begin to separate the pieces of your family matrix and send them to their own little individual safe havens just for a few moments, running a lymphatic drainage through the entire family matrix and keeping that running for the next 3 days, cleaning out again any sort of toxic communication, any gunk or waste that's getting in the way of being able to see each other clearly, along with releasing any low self-esteem that fuels patterns of needing to posture, sometimes tougher, sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller. Also releasing any tendencies to overthink, overanalyze, that tendency to make up stories or fantasies about what it is we think that we've just experienced. And as we work with this, also running an emotional release here, an additional one. And it's actually a fear of overwhelm. It's like, do we have what it takes to do this? So to support that, we're actually gonna work with circulation of all the basic healing resources here to really resource this family matrix with blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous or immune system and really most of our body-mind, for that matter, to heal. Also balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And I actually just see within that, the yang, letting the yin know, I value you, I value you. And the yin being open to receive that value and drinking it in as a form of both nourishment and protection to safeguard the capacity to continue to offer nourishment support. And as we work with that, also running a round of hydration here. Hydrating, absorption of water, taking that joy, releasing any impurities that don't need to be here anymore. And on that note, we're actually running a body chemistry, cleaning out, supporting the immune system, pardon me, and cleaning out toxins, along with supporting any little bits of intolerances or microbial buildup that doesn't need to be here to fall by the wayside. And in particular, I hear the belief system, along with some finger pointing that tends to happen in our family lines of you're a parasite, no, you're a parasite, no, you're toxic, no, that's toxic. Yeah, so we're actually, as we run this body chemistry, cleaning out that sort of thing, anything that's getting in the way of appropriate acceptance where it needs to be and appropriate rejection where that also needs to take place. And as we begin to decongest this family matrix by giving it this support, this attention, this circulation of all these healing resources along with this body chemistry, connecting it into the heart for its role in neutrality in relationships, and also bringing in the seventh house and the planetary energy of Venus that rules it. The seventh house works with partnerships and relationships. And the meridian that's associated here is that of the bladder, which regulates your nervous system in part. So as we offer this family matrix, all of this information with the seventh house, Venus, bladder meridian, giving it all the necessary building blocks, so to speak, to come together in healthy connection, healthy union, coming together, period, in a way that supports connection. When it's ready, as it's ready, moving and allowing it to move at the speed of trust, allowing it to come together in its own timing. And as we work with this part, this family matrix part, and its connection to all things heart, seventh house, bladder, seventh house, said that one already, Venus, there we go. bringing in all the essence of feminine grace, comforts. I almost see it as like setting up a new home. You know, when you move into a home and you want to paint the walls and you want that special throw pillow or that special piece of art to pull it all together. And it's bringing in that feminine capacity to create comfort, warmth, connection, and grace, and allowing for that to happen in a way that continues to support this family matrix in its wellness, in its health, and its vitality. And in a way that supports your very hearts right on back, as you give, so too do you get to drink from this well and receive from it. And as we begin to now bring in the pieces of the family matrix back together, running that defrag, any of those other little bits that no longer need to be here get to fall away. And as the connections begin to get remade, running neutrons, circulating very specifically neutrons through the different family lines. And I see that as offering neutral energy, offering safety or safe enoughness to be here through the consciousness, the very essence of neutrality. And along with, we're actually bringing in now the quality as well of humility in the form of a question, much like a permission statement. What if it's okay to not know? And what if it's okay to not know the best? Let me just find the right words here. It's working to basically release that energy of any bits of like, I know best. And as that releases here, allowing this to begin to come together in a way that you get to observe it with fresh eyes, without having to know what it is or how to get it together, just getting to receive it. Much like when you open up a Christmas present and you have absolutely no idea what it is inside of it, or a birthday present. And as you open that up, just getting to see what it is versus having to make it be a certain way. And with that, also unhooking any bits of quote unquote, I'm in charge here. And offering, what if no one is misbehaving? Yeah, what if there's nothing to police here? Much like a permission statement, but in the form of a question again. And that's all landing on the feminine heart from the left side. Yeah, we've been here a few times. We've unhooked, I believe, the pattern of neglect in different ways through this area. As we work with the left chest, it's also wanting just a little extra TLC here. I would like to unhook another bundle of belief systems. I'm just finding the right words here. It's coming with it like the you don't own me. And with that, releasing through again your lineage, any bits of the feminine being perceived as quote-unquote property. Yeah, treating a human being as though they were simply an object. And as we release this, any patterns of objectification that go with that start to come alive, we'll address with a Sidri. And that Sidri stands for C, circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier, followed by another defrag, and then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it just may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration and introspection to shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as a release, a surrender, a letting go. And I invite you to breathe in whatever way the body mind feels called to here. Perhaps giving that another gentle round of breath. If you feel called to, perhaps even touching in on that internal resource, that area of the body that you found that was either pleasant or at the very least neutral. Okay, love. Now we're working with, in general, the capacity to connect to joy, to pleasure. And we're unhooking the belief system that that's something that you have to earn. We often set up our day where we get our work out of the way with first, and then we have a moment to enjoy our lives. And what if it could be we get to enjoy our lives all the way through, interspersed even throughout our work day? What if work got to be just a little bit lighter and more playful, perhaps even as you weave in moments of joy, connecting to that lighter bit of life? And as we work with this, running another cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're interestingly enough doing it on the varying different connective tissue lines that run between the back of the head and the front of the chest. The SCM, the sternocleidomastoid muscle, is a big one that does a little, in that domain. However, there's all sorts of interesting lines of connection that run in that way. And when they get really tight, it actually does this to our bodies, or it can create that tendency like crunch and crumple in our upper body, in our upper back, neck, head region. And as we work with this, we're actually running another variation of permissions. As we unwind these different layers of connective tissue, running a cellular repair through here, unwinding them along with offering them I stand here with you. I stand here with you, and offering that to both head and heart alike. I stand here with fierce love, with fierce sovereignty, with fierce tenderness. As the feminine begins to drink this in as well, through this connection between head and heart, along with the masculine, simultaneously running now circulation of nerve supply, of communication here, through to those, again, different connective tissue lines, offering supportive communication in this way. And as we circulate nerve supply through these regions between the back of the head and the heart, allowing these areas to come alive, to talk, and inviting them to be even more present than they already are. It is safe to be here now. And from this unhooking, from ages 2 and 3, being told, no, I'm wrong, that's not okay, that was bad, all of those, there's something wrong with you, energies that began from this age. And as we unhook this pattern of there's something wrong with you, I'm broken, you're broken, pardon me. Yeah, as we unhook all of those essences, allowing the truth of the matter to begin to reveal itself as these layers begin to just gently lift off of the system and seeing what's underneath them all. There's something wrong with you, as that releases through this area, allowing even more nerve supply and now blood flow to move through here. I just see a little sound, a little noise as we release some anger here around that all. And if you feel called to it, you're welcome to even take your hands to your shoulders. We've done this one before where you gently press your hands out until you find a natural stopping point. And as you work with this, declaring your boundary, honoring the fact that you are whole. And any judgments of being other than that get to remain on the other side of this boundary. Yeah. So perhaps beginning that process again with a little voo, ah, om, and allowing the hands to go wherever they feel called to, and rinsing and repeating this exploration as many times as you like, in as many different directions as you like, honoring the wholeness, the harmony, the fullness, this essence that is you, and its inherent nature of perfection. Who knew you didn't even have to try to be perfect? It just gets to be as is. And this is all linking interestingly enough to the right leg. I can support this. I can stand here. I can stand here as I claim this space. There's nothing wrong with me. And as you quote unquote stand here and put your foot down in this way, little voo, ah, om. And that anger begins to just fade away. Anger loves movement. So with every arm movement, there's another layer of anger that gets to release. It's just happening in a different way than how we've done it before. And as this anger releases from the tops of the shoulders, there's a burden of having to prove that you're okay enough through means of being perfect, acting just so, being just so. And all the different hoops that have to get jumped through to do that, to validate that. And as we release this burden of proof of having to show the world how quote unquote perfect you are, and the pattern of having to prove your worth in this way, as this releases every voo, releasing one more layer of anger within that. And as this foundation begins to shift and change. There's an interesting little connection here between what's happening in the upper body, the throat region, along with pardon me, the throat, the hands, and the feet. With every standing your ground in this way, the feet begin to come alive. We're actually circulating nerve supply through the bottoms of the feet, and the nerves in the feet, while they're not small in number. There's a lot of them here. And as these nerves become alive, these feet begin to playfully move, stand, and hold boundaries that are dynamic in nature. Often the phrase holding boundaries, we think of stagnant. What if the boundaries got to move with you, dance through you, from the very bottoms of your soles of your feet, all the way up and through this nervous system, all the way up this body mind, all the way through the legs, the hips, the waist, the diaphragm, the lungs, the hearts, the throats, the jaw, the neck and shoulders. Head, face, brain. From toe tips to nose tip, this energy becomes to come alive even a little bit more as you connect your breath to it. And on that note, I'll invite you to call in a specific type of breath, a specific type of breath. And this breath is called a conscious connected breath, and it might be new, it may not be new. This type of breath takes out the pause at the top of the breath and at the bottom of the breath. And as it takes out that pause, connecting the breath, there is another piece to this connected breath, which is that of a vibrant inhale. So there might be a little bit more effort on this inhale, not much. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, like air leaving a balloon, no effort. It just gets to drop out in a way. And as you connect to however that shows up for you, there's no wrong way to do this. And I won't show you the breath on purpose, because then you might end up mimicking my stuff. So I invite you to connect to however your breath moves through you for you with every vibrant inhale. And then exhaling in the most surrendered, easeful fashion. And as that drops away, picking up that next inhale. And as the breath becomes alive in this way, without pause, it begins to cycle. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. And as you focus your breath here, I'm going to offer just a little bit of music. And we'll spend maybe 20 minutes at most or so on this practice of breath. And as we breathe together, I'll offer a few little bits of permission statements as we go. If those words land for you, then feel free to drink them in. And if they don't connect to you in any way, shape, or form, allow them to just be. Yeah. And as you honor your breath in this way, staying focused on this activating breath, as we often refer to it, with that vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. If there's any part of your body that needs a little attention, directing that breath right there. Right there. And if there's any time where this becomes a little too intense, backing off the breath, landing on that resource that you found at the very beginning. Breath by breath, here you are. Taking perhaps a few moments here to relax this body. 5-10% more as you settle in for this mini journey. And while you relax and settle into the journey, taking this time to connect with what brought you here today. These moments of breath could do anything for you, what would that be? How could it support you? We give thanks to the I Am presence. This most perfect opportunity to be here in this way together, to share in this journey, and to hold each other safely, lovingly, as we do the work that we are here to do. We ask that we be blessed with the most perfect alignment with Spirit. Blessed with the most perfect integration of any old challenges, patterns that no longer serve. That no longer serve our loved ones, our families, our communities, this world, or ourselves. May each of us be blessed with the most perfect remembering, awakening. We call on all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us today. And we ask that you hold us safely here, nourishing us, guiding us, leading us from darkness to light, from death to immortality. From ignorance to truth, and from the unreal to the real. Blessings, blessings in your journey. And as you're now just a little bit more familiar with this style of breath, I'll invite you to open up your jaw. And you may get a dry mouth, that's normal. As you open up your jaw, even to the point of a mild stretch, softening the muscles here, so the jaw is relaxed and open. And bringing that dynamic nature to this breath, vibrant inhale here. Surrendered exhale. And as you take out the pause, the breath becomes much like a pendulum or a pulse. A dance that ripples through and moves you from the inside out. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, no gaps or pauses, the breath streams together in a dance that wakes us up from the inside out. Calling us alive again and again. Calling us alive again and again and again and again. With every breath, I'm right here and I'm alive here. Tuning to the pulse, the vibrations of the music. Letting it move through you from the inside out. Without pause. Each breath offering the opportunity to remember what makes our hearts sing. Remembering what makes our hearts sing here together. Together. I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. Such an honor and a pleasure to share this journey with you. Thank you. thank you for calling this in, for saying yes to life, for being here. These first few minutes of breath are often a time of a transition, of getting into the flow of moving through the layers of resistance, layers of holding on. We don't need to break through them. Breath by breath, it's by loving them. Softening, allowing, with gentleness, remembering. Remembering to breathe. Allowing the body to move however it feels called, perhaps shaking legs, arms. However it feels called to you, if it feels called to you, move as you breathe. You are the voice. And all of your expressions can come alive here, however they feel called to. I stand with you. I see your power. And I see your fierce love. I see your tenderness. I see your strength. And I see your sovereignty, and I honor all of you.
I am the dust that floats in bright sunlight. I am the sun to burning so bright. Say to the dust, stay, and to the sun, keep moving in circles, wake us to life.
And as we come into our final song,
I am the mist,
perhaps allowing the breath
sweet early
to rest.
And the soft breathing when evening is born,
allowing the body mind to rest here.
I am the wind in swaying green branches, taking my chances, surf pounding shore. I am the tall mast, I am the deep keel, rudder and bow, spray, helmsman and reel.
Allowing yourself to be just as you are.
Now I am born, so the perilous reef, snares and illusions to bring them to grief.
To all of our helpers, seen and unseen. We give thanks to the I Am Presence. Om. Shanti. Shanti. Shanti.
First I the silence, then I the choice to take form as song, now I the voice. I am the candle and the moth flying, flirting with dying as she goes round.
Resting. To receive
all things created, known and forgotten, I am what is and what is not.
How deeply can I allow
her? Master of masters, one within all, you so know. This call. Say now the secret, say the word true, say what the heart knows, say I am
Being really gentle with yourself here. Perhaps deepening the breath, wiggling fingers, toes. And if you're still really deep in process right now, perhaps landing on that area that felt pleasant or neutral and drinking that in. And I welcome any and all feedback as we introduce something a little different today in the last 20 minutes here with some breath. This style of breath work is one that I play with alongside of a series of other tools on occasions when they arise, when people call it in. And if it's something that you'd like to have a little bit more of in our integration sessions, just say the word. You may see a few more emails coming in and other offerings with breath as well. So there may be other opportunities in a similar style of format. Stay tuned to an inbox near you. And as your body mind begins to perhaps be prepared to rise, letting your body mind know that you can check in on it later and honor its needs in whatever way for integration that might feel right to continue. Self-care, nature. For me, it's water. Anything and everything to do with water, bring it on. And nature. So whatever calls to you, journaling, moving, creating, singing, dancing, painting, playing, digging your toes into the earth. All really supportive ways to continue to integrate that experience. And if you need any additional support one-on-one, reach out anytime. I'm here and I'm available. And I'll hang on after the call here for a few minutes. And I'm already sitting a few comments. That was different breath work than what I'm used to. I have no doubt that may be the case. So if you have any questions, comments, queries on that front, feel free to let me know. And I offer my deepest thanks and gratitude to you all for calling this in and for being here. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the love. Om. Bye for now, loves.